Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You have arrived. Welcome to the ASBY World. Here's where we talk about anything and everything ASD in an upbeat and informative way. And now, here's your man on the spectrum, your autism ambassador, Daniel Morgan Jones.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So autism in girls is no exception to the rule. Girls are autistic just as well as boys are autistic. So how do you communicate better and how do you create better communication? I'm covering that right now in this video. Don't go anywhere. Guys, welcome back to the ASBY World. My name is Dan. I have autism and ADHD and I'm making weekly videos all about this stuff because I believe to my purpose in life to help autistic individuals grow and flourish into amazing individuals and really like just set fire to that like ambition of them to be the best they can do, really get their potential out and change the world for the better. So if you want to come along with me for this journey, this mission, this awesome movement we have going on right now, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. That alerts you every time I upload a video. And I upload 4 videos every day on every social media platform. So yeah, check me out on anything, even Threads and weird things like Vero. Guys, what's going on? Communication is the core for autism spectrum condition. There's two things that I think are most important with autism that are kind of the most debilitating. One is anxiety, which I have covered in other videos. And if you haven't, go check out my other videos. There's loads on anxiety. But the other is communication. How do you communicate better with autistic individuals? Or how do you help girls in the autism spectrum communicate better? Well, girls are quite an interesting example here, and talking about females. Now, males on the autism spectrum are less susceptible to masking, which is basically like putting on a front, putting on a mask or an act, if you will, to overcome a certain social situation or a situation of communication that is uncomfortable. So boys in the autism spectrum would be more susceptible to just melt down in that situation or completely shut off from it. Whereas girls have more tendencies to mask or to pretend to be comfortable in a situation when in actual fact they are dying inside and they just want to go home. And it's just not a comfortable situation for them to be in. Because what happens is they go home after masking and then have a complete meltdown at home and then it spoils their entire time at home. Now, before I go any further, guys, if you want to download my Life Hacks PDF book for autism, you can do at autismhacks.net right now. It's completely free, so there you go, my gift to you. The link is down below if you want to check it out. So how do you communicate better? How do you teach people to communicate better, especially girls on the autism spectrum? The first thing is validation and acceptance. You have to teach that they should accept themselves for who they are. If they're not comfortable in a situation, then that's okay. Validate their feelings. Tell them that, like, hey, it's okay to feel like that. It's okay to struggle with communication. And that is fine. That's who you are. So once they validate their feelings, once their feelings are heard and they know that what they're doing is nothing wrong, then you can implement things like confidence. How do you build confidence in someone who's feeling terrible at communicating? Well, you say to them, what medium do you feel best at? Maybe they want to send emoji text messages. Maybe they want to send voice notes. Maybe they want to send emails. Maybe they're going to film a video and send you the video. Maybe they even want a Zoom call. When you find the format in which they best relay information, encourage and get them to use that. But when they are using that, they will feel so much more in control of their life. And when you have control, you have confidence. When you have confidence, you have validation. And when you have validation, you beam like the sun. You are able to fully be who you want to be. Nobody's holding you back. This is the best way to increase confidence and communication between girls and autism. This will stop a lot of masking going on when you're trying to communicate, because obviously when you're masking, you're not actively communicating in the proper manner that you want to, you know, relay information. And at the same time, it's going to build so much more confidence in the person and make them just a better communicator all around. Now, guys, if you enjoyed this video, please share it on social media and give me a comment down below. I read every single one. Okay, guys, see you in the next video. Peace.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed because there are people listening right now who are not subscribed to this podcast. I can see you. Make sure you subscribe. Okay guys, see you in the next one. Peace.